are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we're thankful for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting Thy gospel on this broadcast today, and we are trusting that wherever it is being heard, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're opening the musical part of our broadcast with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, God Delivers Again. So thankful that I believe that God is able to do anything and everything. There is nothing impossible with God. He is not an idol. He's not some carved out thing made by man's hands. He is the eternal, the everlasting God who had no beginning and shall have no ending. We continue our broadcast service today with a mixed quartet singing for us, God is Always True.
There is no use to tell me that God will live untrue, for I have tried Him, brother, and know what He will do. His word cannot be broken, His will endure itself, and all His faith with promise will so.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Have Faith in God. At the close of what we call the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, the Apostle Paul says, Now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Jesus was asked by a lawyer, Which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 37. Jesus also said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. In light of these scriptures, there is no reason to question the importance of love. However, the first of the three things that Paul spoke of in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, was faith. The first thing was faith, not because it was the most important, for he said love was. But we read in Hebrews 11:6, Without faith it is impossible to please him, that is God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I would say that faith is very important. For again, the Hebrew writer says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'd like for you to look with me at some Bible characters who manifested faith. And I'm going to start with Abel. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain because he had faith in God. Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel to his offering. So Abel brought an offering to God because he had a desire to please God, and he had faith in God. Now Cain also brought an offering to the Lord, but his offering was not accepted. And some people want us to believe that it was not accepted because it was not a blood offering. But that is not the situation. Abel was a sheep herder, and Cain was a tiller of the soil. So Abel brought what he had, and Cain brought what he had. Let us read here in Genesis, 4th chapter and 5th verse. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And Cain said, Why is thy countenance fallen? And if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be the desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Now, every offering that God required the children of Israel to bring to him was not a blood offering. When they began harvesting their crops, they were to bring an offering of the crop to God and give it to him before any of them ate of it. He said to him, or to them, Honor me with the first fruits of all thine increase. So God tells us, and he told Cain why his offering was not accepted. It's very evident that Abel had a heart that was right in the sight of God, and Cain did not. And that's a lesson for us today. People who, living in sin, thinking they're offering God sacrifices that he has accepted, will find they are disappointed come judgment, because God wants us to offer sacrifices to him out of a pure heart. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, the next character is Abraham. Abraham left home, his homeland, and traveled to Canaan because he had faith in God. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. So Abram, we're talking about Abraham, of course, so Abram departed out as the Lord had spoken unto him. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, and also verse 4. Also, we want to continue with Abraham for a moment. Abraham went to Mount Moriah to offer Isaac a sacrifice because he had faith in God. Abraham said unto the young men when they got to the land where God showed him that he was to go offer Isaac, Abraham said to the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Please notice what Abraham said. Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father, here is the burnt offering, and behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And Abraham stretched forth his hand after they had built the altar. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said to the angel, lay not this thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis chapter 22, verses 6 through 12. Now here is where the faith comes in, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. That's Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 19. And that verse tells us that Abraham had so much faith in God that if he actually slew his son, as God had instructed him to, that God would raise him from the dead. Now that is faith. The next character is Moses. Moses chose to suffer with his people because he had faith in God. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24, 25, and 26. And Moses manifests faith in God many times as God sent him back into the land of Egypt to deliver the children of Israel out, and he led them there in the wilderness for 40 years. The next character is David. David slew the giant because he had faith in God. The Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thy carcasses, or the carcasses of the Philistines, this day unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 43 through 46. And that was not a vain boast that David made. He did exactly what he, when they struck the giant with a stone in his forehead and he fell, David ran, took the giant's own sword and cut his head off. And then the children of Israel took off after the Philistines and did what David said they would do. Now the next character is Daniel. Daniel was spared in the lion's den because he had faith in God. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Daniel 6 and 1. After the night had passed, the king came down, had him to roll the stone off of the mouth of the cave,
And the king said unto David, or unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as I before him are innocent, was found in the, for by me innocence was found in me. Daniel chapter 6 and verses 20, 21, and 22. So Daniel knew, because he was living right and had faith in God and obeyed God, that God would take care of him, and he did. The next character is Elijah. By faith, he proved who was the true and the living God. Israel had turned to worshiping the gods of Baal, and Elijah tried to get them to turn back to the true and the living God, and they would not. So he challenged them to prove who was the true God. He asked them to take an ox and offer it to their God, and he would do the same, and the God that answered by fire was to be accepted as the true God. And so Elijah prayed, Hear me, O Lord. And that was after the people, the Israelites who worshiped Baal, had
carried on for hours, even jumped on their altar and cut themselves with stones without any
results at all. Elijah told him, well, maybe you should cry a little louder. Maybe he's asleep. And other things that Elijah said to them to make fun of them, to ridicule them. But then when it come time for Elijah,
he had the Lord's altar repaired, had a ditch dug around it, poured barrels of water on it,
12 barrels in all, and then he prayed, Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 37 and 38. Next, we want to speak about the walls of Jericho. And I realize that some people
at least think this is just a fictitious story, but it's not a fiction. It is a fact. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about
7 days, Hebrews 11 and 30. The children of Israel were to go around one time, that is, the men of war, were to go around one time, and they were to keep quiet until they got back to the camp,
and they were to do that 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they were to walk around
the wall 7 times, and then the ram's horns were to be blown, the people were to shout, and the result was, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now, by faith, a centurion's servant was healed. Jesus told this centurion, when he came to him and asked him to heal his servant, Jesus told him that I'll come to your house. And the centurion spoke unto Jesus and said that he was not worthy to come, have Jesus to come under his roof. And he said, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And whenever
Jesus heard that, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all of Israel.
Matthew chapter 8, verses 7 through 10. Now by faith, a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years was healed. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease or that affliction. There was people all around Jesus, but she pressed her way through the crowd and touched him, and as soon as she touched his garment, she was healed. That's in Mark chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Now by faith and obedience, 10 lepers were made clean. Jesus was passing, and these lepers were standing off quite a ways, and they called unto Jesus to heal them. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priest." Luke chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. Why go show themselves to the priest? Because the law, the old covenant law, required a leper who was cleansed from his disease to show himself to the priest, and the priest had to pronounce him clean before he could re-enter society. So Jesus was telling these 10 lepers to go and show them to the priest. They could have stood there and questioned and wondered,
well, we're still lepers. But in obedience to what Jesus commanded and faith in his word, they turned and
started toward the priest. And as soon as they turned and started, all 10 of them were healed. So we find in Luke chapter 17, verse 14. Old Testament of God, we read in Hebrews 11,
who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead,
raised to life again.
And that's verses 33 through 35. In Hebrews 11 and 1, we are told, have faith in God. Faith is the substance
of things hoped for,
the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 1. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation.
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
It would be a pleasure to hear from you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast,
Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA.
And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may God bless you.